KTAR News, Newsmaker.
As part of this new credentialing process, chokeholds will be banned, except if an officer's life is at risk.
President Trump talking about one of the police reforms as he announced an executive order yesterday at the White House. Joining us now is Pinal County Sheriff Mark Lamb. Sheriff, does the president's plan change the way you and your deputies enforce the law?
No, it doesn't. I mean, we've been doing a lot of these things already anyway. You know, we have mental health professionals that ride around with some of our deputies. I love to see that on a national level, they're getting on board with that. Honestly, I've had a conversation with one of my chiefs the other day. I said, in all my time as a law enforcement guy, I've never seen a fellow officer put somebody in a chokehold. So it doesn't bother me to see the chokeholds go by the wayside because it's just not something we use a lot. So
is it currently allowed in the sheriff's department by deputies? And if so, are you going to change that?
It is one of the techniques that's been allowed through AZ Post and through the sheriff's office, but we are looking to change ours. We had a community meeting. That was one of the things they addressed, and that is something we're going to change.
You know, in 2014, that was a scary time for law enforcement across the nation after the officer involved shooting death of Michael Brown in Ferguson, Missouri. I mean, we had police officers being ambushed, attacked, shot. Is there a difference in the mood among law enforcement today compared to 2014? Is this different?
I almost think it's worse. I think that the guys on the line level are feeling this more now than they have ever. I think there's a lot of people looking to walk away from the job because of the lack of support that our line level guys have gotten. Now, the thing is, the media would have you believe that the majority of the people are mistrusting or not trusting the police, which isn't true. I would say that 75 to 80% of the public trust their police. The problem is that it's the loud minority that's getting on the media, and the media is pushing that narrative, which is dangerous. And I wish that the media wouldn't do it, but they are.
But polls also show, Sheriff Lamb, that minorities tend to not trust law enforcement officers as much as the majority do.
You know, I saw a poll recently done that wasn't the case. The poll that I saw from the university was that they were right in the mix with everybody else, college graduates, non-college graduates, minorities. Now, inherently, you're going to have that. And there are some reform that needs to be done. And I'm happy to see that the president has taken charge and leading the charge on getting the reform done. Look, I think you guys have seen how I do the job. I'm an outside the box guy. I believe that law enforcement does need to change a little bit as opposed to being the same as it was 30 years ago.
Yeah.
So I embrace a lot of these things that we can do to change, but we have to do it in a sense that we do not lose the trust of our guys, that they can continue to do their job and know that they've done a good job. And any reform you do, you have to be careful that you don't throw a blanket of reform over the entire country, because there's a lot of agencies that have been doing it well. There's some that are struggling, but the majority of the agencies across the country do their job very well.
All the anti-police sentiment out there has actually led to the cancellation of police related shows. Cops, folks are actually talking about Paw Patrol, but you are a regular on Live PD. That's been canceled. What's your reaction to that? And have you heard if another network plans to pick up the show? And there was actually a lot of controversy over this show being canceled.
Honestly, I was shocked when it happened. I was very disappointed. Look, I'm an administrator, so sometimes we make decisions and we don't have the luxury of telling everybody why we made the decisions we made. And we have to ask people to trust us. So in this case, without having all the facts, I just have to trust that they made the best decision for them, for their network. But it is disappointing to see it, because I think now more than ever, you need shows that show police work in a positive light. And that show was such a good show to showcase the good men and women of law enforcement and the job that we do and how difficult it can be and some of the interactions that we're faced with on a daily basis.
We're talking with Pinal County Sheriff Mark Lamb here on Arizona's Morning News. A couple of quick COVID-related questions. How is the virus impacting how your deputies do their jobs? Also, the ACLU is suing Maricopa County Sheriff Paul Penzone for allegedly failing to prevent the spread of the virus in county jails. Are you hearing anything about a lawsuit for your jails? And how is this affecting the way your deputies do their job?
I haven't heard any lawsuits. We've been fortunate. We've been able to keep the coronavirus out of our facility, knock on wood. I hope that doesn't jinx me. But we've been very fortunate, and our guys have done a lot. We've had to make a lot of modifications to make sure that that happens. So that part we feel good about. Our deputies go out and do the job. We just sent out another email saying, hey, we're going to go back and make sure that lobbies are closed. We're going to go back to taking some extra precautions. I do not have my guys wear masks because they never train with those. And I think that's a liability issue. So fortunately, we haven't had any deputies get the coronavirus yet.